the stuff of Krisus Barabes, Mishnah Hey, Eza Hi Shivcha. Which type of Shivcha is the Torah talking about when the Torah says that somebody who's borrowed a Shivcha Harufa brings a Korba? Kol Shechet Yashivcha, the Chet Yabaschor. Any Shivcha Knanis is half a Shivcha Knanis and half a Baschor. For example, she was owned by two partners and only one partner freed her. So therefore, she's still a Shivcha Knanis to the partner that did not free her, but she's a Baschor, and also because one partner did free her. So therefore, in such a case, she's a half a Shivcha and half a Baschor. And she's married to an Eved Ivri. As an Eved Ivri is mostly to marry both the Shivcha Knanis and the Yisrael. So therefore, she can marry an Eved Ivri. And that's the case that the Torah said that somebody who's bought her would have to bring a Korban. But if she was totally free and she was married to an Eved Ivri, then the person who's bought her would be Chayav. Me says once she's totally free, so she's a regular Yisraelit. But in this case, she's only half free. So therefore, even though she's mutter to an Eved Ivri, but the Kedushin is not Taifis, the Kedushin is not a regular Kedushin. Since she's half a Shivcha Knanis, and an Eved Ivri, even though he's mutter to a Shivcha Knanis, but it's not a regular Kedushin, the Kedushin is not Taifis. But in this case, since she's half a Yisraelis, so it's Taifis a little bit, there's a little bit of a Kedushin here, but not a total Kedushin, so therefore the person who's bought her is not Chayav Misa, but the Torah tells us that he brings a Korban Shenema. The Pasuk says, V'heftei lo niftasa, Dibri Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva explains, we learned this out from the Pasuk, the Pasuk says V'heftei, and it also says lo niftasa. She's redeemed, she's freed, but she's also not free. She was freed by one partner, and the other partner did not free her, and she's married to an Eved Ivri. The person who's bought her would bring a Korban. Rabbi Yishmael, Mer Zuhi Shivcha Bados. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. He said that the Shivcha Harufa that the Torah is talking about is a Shivcha Bados, a total Shivcha Knanis that's married to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri could marry a Shivcha Knanis. And even though since she's a total Shivcha Knanis, the Kedushin is not Tofet at all to the Eved Ivri, there's no Kedushin here at all. Even so, the Torah tells us that there's a Chiyah Korban for being Balher. And even though the prophet says, V'hafdei lo niftasa, Rabbi Yishmael holds Dibra Torah Kalashin B'nei Adam. Sometimes the Torah talks the way people talk, and people sometimes use this lesson to refer to an Isha that's not freed at all. Hefdei lo niftasa, meaning to say she's not freed at all. She's a total Shivcha Knanis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Kol Harayis Mufu Rasha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees with Rabbi Akiva, and he says, all the other arayas from the Torah are very clear that they're talking about a bas chorin, somebody who's not a shukha knanis. Umash shir. What is a shir that the Torah says, v'haftei lo niftasa over here? The Torah uses the lashon of haftei lo niftasa, which is mashma that we're not talking about a regular bas chorin. Ein lanu ela shechet yashivcha, v'chet yabas chorin. It must be that the Torah is talking about somebody who's half a shivcha and half a bas chorin, just like Rabbi Akiva said. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is telling Rabbi Yishmael is about that I agree with you that normally the Torah dibra, kalash of ne'adam, the Torah talks the way people talk. But over here, hefdei lo niftasa must be that she's half free. The reason being is that the Torah says before that, ki lo chufasha, that she's not free. So why does the Torah have to say again, behefdei lo niftasa? It must be that over here the Torah is not speaking kalash of ne'adam, the Torah is telling us that she's half free and half not free, just like Rabbi Akiva said. Sachet Krisus, by a brave mission of God, ko arayis, achet gadol, b'achet katzon, Hakatan Pata. By all the arayas in the Torah, for example, by Eshet Ish, by one of the Kroves that you're asked to, if one of the two is a Gadol, and one of the Katan, for example, the Ish is a Gadol, and the Ish that he was Baal is a Katan, the Katan would be Pata, and the Gadol would be Chayav. And the Katan is not a Bar Onshin, doesn't get punished for an Avera, but the Gadol is Chayav, even though the other one is not punished. Now we're talking about where the Katan is a Bar Bia, is old enough to be considered a Bia, such as a girl that's 3 and over, or a boy that's 9 and over, even though they're not a bar ancient, but if they're bar, that's considered a beer to be Machayev, the other one who is a gadol. But by Shivcha Harufa, the din is different. If one of them is a gadol and the other is a katan, they're both pater. Even the gadol is pater. The Torah compares the ish and the isha to say that if one of them is not Chayev, the other one is not Chayev either. Echad er, the echad yashin. Hayashin pater. Somebody who bought one of their rights, and one of the two is up, and the other one is sleeping, the ish is up, and the isha is sleeping, or vice versa. The person who is off is chayav, and the person who is sleeping, since she's anusa, or he's anus, they're pater. But the one who is off is chayav, even though the other one is pater. Now, shifcha harufa is different. Somebody is bar shifcha harufa. If one of them is sleeping, the other one is also pater, even though he's off. As we said, the Torah compares the ish to the isha. If one of them is not chayav, the other one is not chayav either, since one of them is sleeping and is anus, the other one, even though he's up and he did up a mazit, is pater. Echad shaygeg, v'echad mazit. Hashaygeg b'chatos, somebody who's borrowed one of the arayas, And one of the two was b'shogeg, and the other one was b'meida. For example, the ish did it b'shogeg, he did not know that it was asur to him, and the ish did it b'meida, she knew it was asur, and she would bar him anyway. So the one who did it b'shogeg would be chayav b'chatzis, would have to bring a korban, and the one who did it b'meida would be chayav kartz. Now by shukra harufa, the din would be as follows. If the ish would bar the shukra harufa b'shogeg, and the ish would bar him b'meida, she knew it was asur, and she did it anyway, in such a case, they both would be chayav. The Isha will be chayav a korban, or the korban you're chayav even if you're shogeg. And the Isha who gets malkus, as a shifra charufa herself, gets malkus even though the Isha brings a korban, the Isha gets malkus, and since she did it b'mezer, she would get malkus. But if the case was vice versa, that the Isha did it b'shogeg, and the Isha did it b'mezer, in such a case they're both puzzled. And since the Isha did it b'shogeg, she can't be chayav malkus, if you're only chayav malkus if you do so b'shogeg. And since the Isha's puzzled, the Isha's puzzled also, even though he did it for Mazid, as we said, that by Shifra Harufa, the Torah compares the Ish to the Isha. If one of them is Patur, the other one is Patur also.